What exchange shall a man give for his soul? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's Gospel, our Lord tells us that our chief priority in our lives is to save our soul. Our soul, if we live well, enjoys perpetual glory, and if we would choose to live badly, it will suffer perpetual punishment. But there are so many things in the world which seek to try to buy our soul and tempt us to trade it to something which appears so much better and easier than to live a good, God-fearing life. Some of these temptations are money, some are impurities, and some are false doctrines. And today's saint was one who had to constantly fight against these allurements of the world and to guard his flock from them. Today's saint is Saint Zephyrinus, and he ruled the church as pope when the Roman Empire was in time of chaos. Several emperors had succeeded each other rapidly, and in the year 193, Emperor Didius Julianus was condemned to death by the Senate and killed. The new emperor was named Septimius Severus, under whose reign there were severe persecutions of Christians in the empire. And it was in the midst of these persecutions, in the year 202, when Pope Victor died and Saint Zephyrinus succeeded him in the papacy. Under these furious persecutions, it was Saint Zephyrinus who was the support and comfort of the distressed flock of Christ. The triumphs of the martyrs were his joy, but his heart received many deep wounds, and he was often sorrowful, because in response to the persecutions, many of his faithful Catholics fell away from the faith and became apostates and heretics. But so great was the own faith and zeal of this holy pope that Saint Optatus, who was a bishop and church historian in the 4th century, testifies that all the heresies were vanquished by Saint Zephyrinus, Bishop of Rome. One of the sorrows of today's saint, Saint Zephyrinus, was Tertullian, who had been a very ardent and great defender of Christianity against the pagans. But he fell under the spell of one Proculus, who was a supporter of the Montanist heresy, and became a Montanist himself. And to fight against this heresy, Saint Zephyrinus made quite a radical move. He consecrated a most learned Roman priest named Caius as a bishop. But the Pope did not give Caius any particular diocese or see to rule, like it was always done in those days. Instead, Bishop Caius was given by the Pope the special mission to go any place he was needed and to preach against heresy. And because of his great learning and zeal for the Catholic faith, Bishop Caius defeated Proculus, putting the end of Montanist heresy. Another fallen away Christian who at that time was named Natalis. He had been an exemplary Catholic, refusing to give up his faith even under torture. But then he met two heretic bishops who were supporters of the Ebionite heresy, which taught that Christ was only a prophet, not God. These bishops offered to consecrate Natalis too as a bishop to their sect, promising that as his paycheck he would receive every month 150 silver denarii. But great grace fell to Natalis because God appeared to him and gave him several visions, warning him to abandon these heretical bishops. The final warning became when Natalis, after he went to bed one night, he was suddenly woken up by an angel who took a whip and spent the whole night chasing and beating him. You can guess that this finally convinced Natalis to abandon heresy and not to be consecrated a heretic bishop. When the night of horrors finally ended, Natalis covered himself with sackcloth and ashes, and shedding the tears of repentance, he went and threw himself at the feet of Saint Severinus. He prostrated himself also before both the clergy and the laity in a manner with which the whole assembly was much affected, especially when he showed the stripes he had received from the angel. And Saint Severinus admitted Natalis, this fallen away sheep, back to their church. Dear faithful, God has always raised up holy pastors, zealous to maintain the sacred deposit of the faith of his church inviolable, and to watch over the purity of its morals and the sanctity of its discipline. But how many conflicts did they sustain? We can truly admire these popes, bishops, and priests of the first centuries of their constancy, watchfulness, and courage against idolatry, heresy, and the corruption of the world. We enjoy the greatest advantages of the divine grace through the labors of our forefathers, these great bishops and priests, and we owe to God a tribute of eternal thanksgiving and immortal praise for all these blessings with which he has afforded and blessed his church on earth. And we should also pray that God would exalt the glory of his divine name by spreading his holy faith on earth unto its every corner. And it is because of this that we pray for more priests, and we support their training. And we want to support only true and uncompromising priests, just like were by force and by faith these great bishops and priests of the time of Saint Severinus. And we want to pray for them, and we want to support them and support their training, because we are careful to abhor and we oppose every profane innovation of the Catholic doctrine. And we do this also because we know about all the assaults and temptations and vices of the world. There is truly only one way of saving our soul, and that is to keep the commandments of God and keep the faith which he has entrusted to his church. And this faith has never been ceased to be preached on this earth, and it will never stop be preached until he come in his glory, until he comes to bring our souls into heaven, these precious souls of ourselves and our families and friends, for which we also have been made ready to do so many great sacrifices. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.